All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. This podcast on 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is brought to you by our good friends at D-Line Tax and Books. And although that the tax deadline has come and gone, you can still contact D-Line Tax and Books for all of your tax needs. You can contact D-Line Tax and Books at 908-219-7215, or you can visit them on the web at dlinetaxbooks.com. Now, the second half of the Major League Baseball season has seen the Chicago Cubs get started on the right foot. The Cubs have won their first six games since the All-Star break as they swept the Baltimore Orioles and Atlanta Braves, respectively, on the road. Now, Chicago finished up the first half with a record of 43-45, and they trailed the Milwaukee Brewers for first place in the National League Central by 5.5 games. Throughout this season, I've said that the Chicago Cubs have been playing like they've had a World Series hangover. In the preseason, I said that was going to be the only thing that would hinder this team, and so far it has. But you look at the Cubs right now, and it seems like they have finally begun to play with a sense of urgency, and it looks like playtime is over. And the reason why I say it, there's too much talent on this team. The Cubs have brought back the majority of the players that helped them win that World Series last year. So the guys that are going to figure this out are the guys that are in that locker room right now, and it's a matter of them simply stepping up and bringing it on a nightly basis. Now, Joe Madden, the Cubs manager, along with Theo Epstein, their president of baseball operations, they're going to put this team in the best possible position to win. It's just a matter of these guys going out there and taking care of business. I like the acquisition of starting pitcher Jose Quintana from the Chicago White Sox, and now it's simply up to Chicago. Are they going to go out there and do it? They got to try to find a way to win this division. I mean, they put themselves in a very deep hole in the wild card race. It's closer for them to win the division in order to get to the playoffs, but you look at the way that the Colorado Rockies faded towards the end of the first half of the season, and Chicago got back into the mix with the wild card, but it is still easier for them to get to the postseason by winning this division. Now, you look at their upcoming schedule this weekend. Tonight, they're going to begin a three-game set today with the St. Louis Cardinals. They're going to have four games next week, a home-and-home with the Chicago White Sox, three at the Milwaukee Brewers next weekend, and that is going to loom huge. And then they're going to have three with the Arizona Diamondbacks at home, and then three with the Washington Nationals, who are in first place in the National League East. And there's a possibility that both of these teams could meet in October. So the Chicago Cubs have everything in front of them right now. They simply need to go out there and take care of their business. Like I've said before, the talent is there. You look at Anthony Rizzo at first base. I know Chris Bryant recently got hurt at third, but he's still a vital part of this team. You look at the pitching, it has not been there at times this season, but this talent is still there with the likes of John Lester and Jake Arrieta in that starting rotation. And then, of course, Wade Davis closing things down in the ninth inning. Like I said before, the acquisition of Quintana will be big. Now it is just a matter of the Cubs simply playing with that sense of urgency and going out there and taking care of it on a game-to-game basis. So, folks, that is going to wrap it up. And as always, I want to take this time out to thank you for tuning in to the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge Podcast. Now, 300poundsofsportsknowledge.com is an official sponsor of the Brooklyn Cyclones, who are a single-A affiliate of the New York Mets. And you can check out all of the fun and excitement this summer at MCU Park in Coney Island, Brooklyn. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. So once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.